and welcome to the ESPC show on the go.
Yes, so we need to apologise. The audio recording will not be what it normally is right now because we are on the tram down to Leith for our much anticipated podcast episode. Because we've spoken about going to Leith for a long time and we are now doing that.
Yeah, we thought we'd pick the best day, the best weather. Here we are. It's a wet pool and it's a dry Megan. But that's okay. We're going to go down there. I mean, certainly last year it was the location we saw the most sales and also an awful lot of instructions as well. So lots going on down there. We also saw some house price growth. Later on, we're going to go and talk to two of our ESPC member firms all about that, aren't we?
Yep. So we're on our way now to go and chat to Zaina from Waterman's and Becky from Aberdeen Constantine. All about life in Leith. So
can't wait.
Yeah, we'll pass you over to that conversation now.
Right, so we've arrived, we took the tram down, seamless journey, it's great, wasn't it?
Yes, it was good.
And here we are in, much debated, we think it's BAM coffee.
Yes.
But all that matters is it's warm, the coffee's good, and we've got two great guests with us to talk all about Leith. So probably the easiest question you're going to get all day, do you want to introduce yourselves? Start with you, Becky.
I'm Becky, I work at Aberdeen Constantine, one of the managers there. I've been with the firm 11 years this April. I kind of split my time between our Logan Road and Elmborough office.
Good to see you. And Lady needs some introduction. It's going to introduce herself.
Hi guys, I'm Zaina. I'm the sales director at Waterman's. We've got offices local here in Leith and also through in Glasgow and Dundee. So this is one of my favourite haunts. I come here all the time. So yeah.
This is your favourite little spot?
It is my favourite spot. It's dog friendly. I've got two dogs. I come here all the time. Their brunches are fantastic. So literally get their avocado on toast.
Yeah, I've got one eye on the lentil soup after this, but we'll keep on going, shall we?
We'll
dive into the first question. So this is the Leith special. We've already said last year was the Leith was the most popular area in terms of sales. We know this, but yeah, how are you finding the market locally? How is things?
It's really positive at the moment. I think lots and lots of activity we're finding for all types of buyers, actually. Leith's always popular and there's such a diverse style and choice for buyers. So I think whether you like modern or traditional tenements, converted whisky ones, there's something for everyone. And we're really seeing that in terms of inquiries, really good offers for sale clients, but really helping first-time buyers in particular get on the market. They're really doing well at the moment. It's never been a better time to buy for them. And Leith in particular kind of fits that mold for them. It's affordable, there's lots of choice, and it's doing really well. Lots of positivity, I think, particularly for
Leith. Now the tram works are finished.
No! I know, the controversial times. I love them.
Yes, I was so ready for it.
It's a little face, isn't it? Yeah. But now it's done.
How easy is it to get to appointments now? I've had a couple where I've just not chosen to drive because it's cheaper to get the tram round trip, and then it's easier. You can get straight there. Like, it is so much better.
Cheaper to buy a tram than
We use them all the time. We're really lucky. A bit spoiled, probably, for Elmro that we've got a stop right outside our office. So jumping on for viewings or meeting clients for valuations is so much easier.
Fantastic. And what would you say, Zaina?
I ditto to all of that. You can never just not love being by the waterfront, having just that kind of view to it. And I also think we always knew that Leith was one of the most densely populated areas, and it's just helped. I think, as Becky said, it's affordable for first-time buyers. You also get a mix of from your small one-bedroom flats to coming in and adding value by converting a large one-bedroom into a two. You've then got your big two bedrooms, your modern styles, your post-war era ex-council style properties to large kind of family homes. So I love it. And I think most people do as well. I find it really interesting that we do get a lot of people that want to raise their families here. And I think it's because it's got its own community, its own vibe to it, but you're still really, really commutable to city center. I just think the trams have just automatically helped everything else there to it. So you don't need a car to live here. So there you go.
So, you've been in and around Leith sort of 20 odd years, Becky. So I guess you've seen some real change.
Yes. Yes, hugely. It's been really interesting. I was saying to Zaina just before I started that it will be 25 years since I moved to Edinburgh for uni, and I can remember at the time the uni paper, that's how old it is, or I am, sort of suggesting that least in particular isn't anywhere that you should be going. It's, you know, a bit gritty, a bit grimy, and that is completely reversed now. It's the most sought after place. People really want to live here. The regeneration has been, I mean, not just the trams, but, you know, properties, areas, you know, buildings getting redeveloped. And I think that's the thing about Leith in itself, that it's always a bit of an excitement. There's always something new. There's a new coffee shop. Yeah. There's a new bar, a restaurant. There's something new up there.
It's got its own feel, isn't it? It feels very different from the centre of Edinburgh, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's really diverse. It's really dynamic. It's buzzy. It's, you know, it feels like a distant memory with summer at the moment. And, you know, we're meant to be getting nicer weather, but that sort of European-y culture down at the shore.
It does have that kind of like, almost like a kind of Dutch or, it's a really cool kind of vibe to it. But I remember during lockdown and we were kind of just, obviously your daily walks and the weather was amazing. That summer 2020, bring it back. And it was so cool just to see everybody and the sense of community. And just, you mentioned the word gritty and I've always said that about Leith. Like it does have this like really cool kind of quirky, very artsy vibe, like anything goes type attitude. Everybody here has a sense of humor as well to it. And I find that, get on the I Love Leith Facebook page. That's fun. That is real fun. You're always going to ask what's the best Chinese food in Leith. Like there's always a good one there. But it's so much, it's great. You just stroll down to the waterfront and, you know, even everything, all the bars, restaurants, everything coming out on Leith Walk. When you talked about the regeneration, I first moved here to Edinburgh in 2007. And I used to live in Leith off Elliott Street. And then from there, I moved kind of over Bellevue area. So I've always kind of stayed on this like central kind of north side of the city. And I remember when I first moved down along kind of Leith, the shore area where kind of Portland Gardens was, I didn't have a car at first. So everything was walkable or bus. Buses are great here, like LRT, fantastic. And then even further from there, I hadn't wanted to leave because I had everything on my doorstep. You've got, you know, Asda down in New Haven. You've got the Tesco over here just off Duke Street. Like it's so fantastic. Bring in that Aldi and the Little, like superstars. So it's got everything you needed to it. So you don't need to go out to the suburbs. You don't need to go into kind of further areas away outside of the kind of city center.
That's the question is, you know, I think I read today it was about 1920 when it was sort of subsumed into Edinburgh. It was his own place then. It does feel like that. Like maybe
they're
you can
proud.
Stay here and not go to
you're center. Like, I would say Leithers are super proud. Like when I've met people and they're like, where are you from in Scotland? It's from Leith. I live in Leith. Like, I don't think you need a kind of further explanation. I'm originally born and raised in Texas and we say the same thing. Like, I'm from Texas. I'm not from the States. I'm from Texas.
Yes.
And it's got kind of that same similar vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like, total identity to it. You meet people who are proper, like even getting to go in and meet them to value their homes or to sell their homes. I meet people who live off of Sloane Street. So just kind of in between Easter Road and Leith Walk, and there are people who that's been their home for 40 or 50 years and they are proper Leithers, like born and raised here, grew their family up here, and I love it. I love getting to see those stories, and maybe they're wanting to get from their second floor two bedroom flat down to a little one bedroom kind of like ground floor flat, and it's wonderful to meet them and to see their story to it. So love it.
Yeah, I get the impression they're liking Leith.
Yeah absolutely. We know that Leith is one of those sort of places, especially on ESPC, but what is selling the fastest down here? What kind of properties are going?
Apart from the coffee.
I would say your one-bedroom flats. Yeah. Like, those are ones that I picked up your stuff off of kind of the Easter Road area. So, like, your Bothwell Street, your Edina Places. There were a couple other ones, like Albion Road. You've got kind of your two-bedroom flats along the shore. Those are always fab. Two-bed, two-bath. Balconies, waterfront facing.
Flying.
Like, yeah, it's really 9% good.
9% year on year on prices as well. I've seen a real increase in prices.
What I find the most interesting on that one is it's not just locals or it's not just people who are kind of professionals, couples. I get a lot of downsizers or people wanting a base in the city that want this like modern style property that has a factor that's a little low maintenance, has a lift,
like,
so they don't need
100%.
So having that, and what I also find interesting is a lot of the new builds they're building don't always come with parking. So obviously that's some kind of controversy that's going on here with the new build sector. Some of the more established ones, the kind of early 2000s, you have parking with them. So those are really popular with them at the moment. And I'm loving them. So, yeah.
I think the flats are always going to be popular. 1-2 beds in the areas you were just saying. Bonnington as well this year has done particularly well for us. We've seen a bit of a little bubble of activity there. So, yeah. pretty much everything.
I think the tram has definitely made a big impact, hasn't it? I think
investor market, 100%. Yeah. Like we noticed, I did one at Elb Street last year, and that was right in the summertime. The tram's opening, I think, in 3 weeks. And I thought it was going to be interesting because I thought this is either going to be owner occupiers, so people wanting to live in it themselves because it was a 2-bedroom under £200,000. Like fairy dust, or it was going to be investors. And we had 13, I think, went to a closing date after a week on the market, had over 100 viewings. Like my eyes were fried doing all those viewings, and ended up having the top two offers were buy-to-let investors because they were, you know, speculating in terms of the tram activity, where the investment was coming in, how the market was going to increase with, the way the rental market is going to be.
I think we're just beginning. You know, I mean, as you say, it's been 20 years or so in the making, but we're not there yet. I mean, actually, as we walk in today to BAM Coffee, second plug, the building across the road, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's a significant...
Yeah, they've been at that for a while, and it's really
interesting to see where that one's going. And obviously, you have the Dalton Scrapyard, and that's just been proposed for some student housing.
Saying that way, on the way down, yeah.
So yeah. I remember some of those when they were being built, and they were like, oh, you people, I don't want to look on to the scrapyard, and then now what's happening there. But absolutely. We find that interesting because you're either, you know, it can be luxury kind of apartments to you're in a modern build and you look onto a scrapyard and then you've got these like amazing, cool, quirky, traditional buildings just here. It's really,
but it's going to change. As you say, I think brownfield sites and infilling where there's a bit of land, it's all going to get built on. That's, you know, we're sitting there in 20 years' time, we'll be saying how much has changed again, you know, that's going to happen for sure.
So where are we going to get the most value for money if you're looking to buy in Leith?
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Value for money. I mean, I think there's a market for everything. Obviously, the closer like all cities, the closer you are to the city centre, you're going to have to pay top dollar. The further down the walk you go, or Leith walk, you're going to get more for your money. So for those first-time buyers, I think that kind of area is always a good one. Sort of out towards... close to where you used to live at Portland Place, that ferry road, kind of the bottom of Leith Walk there. Again, that's all, that ocean terminal site is going to get a big redevelopment. The trams are going in there, the kind of thing. So that will all help, I think, in those kind of areas. I don't think you can go wrong in Leith. That's a really good thing. It doesn't,
you're spot on.
Whether you're adding value to something that needs a bit of modernization, you're going to do well. Or even if you just maintain and put a bit of your spin on what you've got, you're still going
to do
well.
I think that's it. Like, because it's hard to create space here. And I think that's something. So how are you adding value onto something? Like, you know, Leith is densely flats. It's densely, you know, kind of apartment style living. You do have a couple of houses. You do have a couple of kind of like terrace builds and stuff, but it's putting your spin on something. And haven't you noticed the ones that go really well or super spectacular are the ones people come in, because Leith has such a gritty kind of artsy, cool, like, you know, kind of beatnik vibe to it, that the ones who've done really well have that kind of flair and flavor, 100%. You know, people, I think what's really good when I talk about the locals living here, people who've been here for 40, 50 years, they're proper Leithers, as those ones come up for sale, people are pouncing on the opportunity of those to come in and do a refurb or do a big renovation project. So we're seeing obviously value when those come up.
Yeah.
I just noticed one that we sold a year ago and it came back on the market just off of Pier Street. Just off of Great Junction Street. And I was looking and I was like, wasn't a lot of work needed, but what a bit of paint and mid-century furniture done to it.
And a bit of zhushing and styling,
literally,
I know.
And I sent it to one of the friends who works at the firm. I was like, I literally sold that one last year. And it's interesting to see, they made their money back on it. We got over value and they've made their money back on the value. So in a year, it's just grown a market just because of where it is, the trams and little paint and mid-century furniture.
If people listen to this and they're like, we're brought in, we're moving to Leith.
We sold on the idea. Them two have sold Leith to us.
What advice would you give to anybody who's thinking about coming to the area?
Bring your dog. It's so dog friendly. It's so dog friendly. That's what I love about this area, is like from bars, restaurants, cafes, shops. Everything's dog friendly. So you're always... give them a little scratch to pooch.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even if you don't have a dog, I would kind of same advice though, that I think with any new area, having a walk around, grabbing a coffee, you know, walking the streets.
They've got the Leith Market open every Saturday. So much fun. Sometimes in the summer, you've got your kind of buskers that are out there. You've got like your local produce, your kind of local suppliers. It's cool.
Well, I think there's so many independent shops that you pop in, and people are so friendly and engaging here that, you know, whether it's a house plan or, you know, your bike, you know, clothes or whatever it is, people engage with you, talk to you, and I think just get sort of that
feeling. And that's the difference between a big sort of brands and the small local business. Like our friend today, you know, came over and sees himself, you know, it's a different feel, isn't it?
But there's also so much to do. So there one of is. My favorites, the Linden Lime Distillery Tour. So cool. The Port of Leaf Distillery Tour.
I haven't done that yet. I really want to do that.
Cool, like restaurant. Yeah. Also dog friendly. Like if you didn't know, it's also dog friendly to go in there. It's really cool. So there's so much to do, even just like on a random Saturday or Thursday night, you can just do whatever you want. And like there's always something for everybody. Nauticus is a great bar at the foot of the, or like at the bottom of Easter Road. Mm-hmm. It's
so come down, do a recce, live and breathe the place, imagine yourself here.
Get
and
what a feel for like. It. Yeah, I think, and again, within the area, you know, speaking as well to your solicitor and having that really good, you know, chatting through properties that you'd maybe see or getting that relationship going. That's what they're doing all day, every day. I think they would disagree, but they're, you know, they're speaking to clients and they're offering. So they've got a really good insight to areas as well. So I think that's, you know, popping into the ESPC showroom, speaking to the guys.
We've had a few people that just are wandering by and just say, I'm looking specifically for a two-bedroom flat on the waterfront. Your office is near here. What can I do? What do I need to be looking out for? And it's been really interesting talking to them about, you know, the pros and cons of them, what to look for, like some of the new build properties, if they're going direct to the builder, like what are some kind of good ones about, you know, resale homes and the second kind of homes for it to then something that's like off plan and stuff. So it's been really interesting. But I would say that, yeah, go in, have a chat with your solicitor, come into the showroom, you know, get a feel for what those kind of sales stats have been doing. Do you need to compete at a closing date? Like, can you just get something at a fixed price? There's some really, really cool kind of opportunities here.
Yeah. And I think the market, you know, we feel is probably only going to go one way from here. I think we've seen peak interest rates. We think, you know, inflation seems to be falling. So again, it feels like a good time.
A bit more optimism for buyers, a bit more positivity. You know, it was quite tough towards the end of last year. I just looked a bit stagnant, and I think there has been a lot more good news stories
In the general. And yet the premium people are having to pay isn't as great as last year, so it's more accessible.
Yeah.
Hopefully wages have come up slightly versus work prices also.
Yeah.
I mean, still a way to go, but, you know, hopefully it's a bit more affordability now, and you're not having to bid as much to be able to get on the ladder.
I think that's the thing, and that is, you know, it has been a difficult market in some ways, but getting the advice of your solicitor, because you're not maybe there was still perception at the end of last year for first-time buyers that you were having to offer way over still, and that actually wasn't always the case. And
it's that, you know, catch-22 of people offering subject to sale. It's the kind of chain type buyers, and that's what I'm noticing. The kind of, is it inflexibility or is it the market just being a bit wonky, that it's still causing a bit of a struggle? You are seeing more properties go under offer and then come back on the market because the buyers aren't yet under offer with their property. So that kind of chain mentality or the chain kind of setup is still causing a little bit of a difficulty in the market. But positive vibes from first-time buyers. My gosh, you guys are chain-free.
Chain-free.
Yeah.
Come on. Absolutely.
Like, never been a better time to buy for first-time buyers.
I'm doing
it's in their favor.
Yes, I'm doing viewings and saying, oh, you know, our clients are looking at something else. By all means, you're chain-free. Like, let's have a chat. Let's go. Yeah. Like, get your sister to get in touch.
You know, costs nothing to make an offer, does it?
Absolutely. Have a go.
Have a go. I'm loving the lines. We're going to use that, actually. It's the strap line. Leaf, have a go. Right, so here's a question for you. Best reasons to live in Leaf. I'll take three, nice and short. Three reasons. Three words.
Three reasons.
All three reasons.
Great transport lengths.
One.
Amazing diversity and selection of restaurants and bars. Cannot beat it. And the people.
The people.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Always makes a place.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any kind of, I guess, questions. Dog friendly. Like, love my dogs. I would say the food. Ooh, you are a mix of just your local coffee shops that have some really great kind of like, just, yeah, your Sunday brunch to your Michelin starred restaurants. And I think the drinks as well. Obviously, you can tell what I like to do on a Saturday.
I know, a little insight to our lives, eating and drinking.
I mean, honestly, they have a really great, like, just on the waterfront, they've got Toast, which is like a kind of like cafe wine bar. And so if you're not into drinking, you just go and have your coffee. I remember it was like a September kind of sunny evening. We had like a little bit of like a late summer. And we were just like, fancy a rosé. I feel like I'm in Spain a little bit. And just came in, they had a sommelier on staff and came out and gave a really great recommendation, and it was such a fab night. Yeah. So you get kind of just random nights like that. So dog friendly, food and drinks.
Great. Okay.
No, that's great. And I guess you've already given a lot of places to shout out. We're obviously in Ballincoffee just now. Is there any places that we should check out while we're down here to get a...
Oh, there's so many. And I know we've name checked a lot.
And nobody's changed hands.
Toast is definitely a favourite of mine on the shore.
Your Linden Line.
That's good.
Really cool that they do. It's not necessarily the whole distillery tour, but they do the bottling. And it's cool. It's definitely worth it.
I know.
Fingal is cool.
Fingal's very good.
Yes.
It's the 12 Triangles coffee shop around the corner from us.
I never knew why there was always a queue outside for a bagel.
Yeah.
A piece of bread, but it's phenomenal. It's really good. Nauticus is cool. That's a really good bar. I've been to the Heron, which is just over kind of by Henderson Row. It's really good. It's like fine dining. It's lovely.
I think anything on the shore. The good thing about the shore in the summer is the sun sets that way. So everyone kind of spills out just, you know, having a drink of wine, have a beer, and you kind of mingle around.
Anywhere, culture, it is. Yeah.
Anywhere along there, the ship on the shore, Fisher's, Granary. All of them are.
Free stuff. Water of Leaf Walkway. Great walk. Takes you all the way down to kind of Balerno area.
Beautiful. That wall.
They've got, is it the Leaf Sculpture Museum that's on the Water of Leaf Walkway? And then you also get like a great coffee shop. Sorry, ma'am, but it's a milk cafe. So they've got one as you walk in there. You can just kind of divert off of there. Really cool as well. You also, and I know when we talk about Leaf, we also talk about like kind of the adjacent areas with it. So like your Leaf Links, your, well, the shore as well. But you're kind of like Trinity, New Haven area and stuff as well. But in Trinity, you've got Victoria Park and they've got Jack's Coffee Van. So good as well. So if you're just kind of like walking through there, that's a really good one too.
Portobello on the corner of Starbank Park.
So good. I mean, we could go on.
We should just do a show just on coffee shops. I think there's value in that.
They do Leaf Festival as well in the summertime, so that's always really cool. The Lynx always has something kind of out there.
Well, hope you got all that.
Thank you guys so much. I think that's like the best sales pitch for a little bit.
This is Scotland. Are you listening?
How can we monetize this?
Podcast by the Leaf Tourist Information Board there. I think you've done a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, guys, for going on podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Nice to see you soon.
So there we are. That's the show. I mean, you could feel a passion coming through for Leaf from Rebecca and Zaina there, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish we had picked a better day to come down to Leaf. We just thought we would pop in by the shore. That's Toast just behind us. Both Becky and Zaina recommended. We were just about to head back up to the city centre, but we had a really nice afternoon in Leaf.
Absolutely, it might not be sunshine in Leaf, but sunshine indoors, wasn't it, with the two that really lit up our day. That was great.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will definitely be back in better weather.
Indeed.
When the sun is shining.
Look, open top bus going by as well. Look at that. Well, okay. Perfect. Great to see you, and we will see you real soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye.